Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, going to be showers, maybe still some thunderstorms. That'll be coming to an end today. Then it'll be cloudy, high around 58 degrees. Right now it is 58 in Kenosha, Burlington 56, Milwaukee is at 43, it says, and 58 degrees in Racine. 20-year-old Zarell Strong is in the Racine County Jail, referenced the March 11th shooting of a juvenile and two adults inside the Bray Community Center, just two blocks from the safety building. A news release says two separate location no-knock search warrants resulted in Strong being found at a home in the 1500 block of Park Avenue and arrested for attempted homicide and bail jumping. The victims, all wounded during a large fight that erupted late that evening inside the neighborhood facility, a 16-year-old girl taken to Children's Hospital, she was the most seriously hurt. Strong, the primary focus in both of those warrants, executed by the Police Special Investigations Unit with help from SWAT and canine officers. Stephen Zelich maintains that the death of Jenny Gamez in a Kenosha motel room 4 years ago was the result of kinky consensual behavior gone awry. At his sentencing yesterday in Kenosha on a charge of reckless homicide, Judge Bruce Schrader said the assertion would be easier to believe had there not been a second death just like the first one.
I can't understand the Minnesota case. And there is where the monstrous nature of this crime becomes most evident, is the willingness to take the same risk with another human being.
Judge Schrader giving the 54-year-old former West Dallas cop 35 years in prison, which is about 15 years fewer than the maximum. Still long enough, however, to ensure that Zelich will either be dead or close to it at release time. Because of that, it is not clear whether Zelich will be prosecuted on the Minnesota charge, the death of a woman whose body also showed up in a suitcase along a road in Walworth County. With the Racine Public Library's mobile library likely out of service for at least another month and possibly longer, the library board got together yesterday afternoon to talk about how to get service going again. Library Director Jessica McPhail says the accident on March the 15th at Marquette and State Streets caused thousands of dollars worth of damage to the bookmobile.
So the front passenger windshield was shattered. The whole front was moved about 3 inches. It was not drivable, so it was towed away. And the garage took a look at it, and they sent it to an auto body place. And that's what the board looked at today. They looked at how much would it cost to repair it, and how long would that take.
Looking at several weeks before repairs could be completed, according to McPhail, the possibility now is to purchase a used vehicle from a library in Illinois. The board put off any decision, though, on repairing the old bookmobile, or maybe buying a used one for the time being. She says anybody who normally uses the bookmobile and has materials on hold can pick them up at the main library. It appears the standoff on the size of signage at Racine's Regency Mall between ownership and the city of Racine is coming to an end. A business waiting on a resolution to all that is going to be opening up soon, getting approval on a compromise sign package from the Plan Commission. Interim Development Director Matt Sadowski explaining that Ross Dress for Less would get a west wall sign of 275 square feet and a 150 foot square sign on the south facade of the old Penny site.
I guess the dual exception here is that this is part of a department store lot that, through the development agreement for the overall Regency Mall development, allows department store lots more flexibility than mall lots. So based on those, we'd be recommending approval of what's being proposed. There again, 275 square feet facing west and 150 square feet facing south.
Sadowski said the request by Ross, which exceeded existing sign standards, also tied into the standards for the entire mall, which the city finally received and are still under review. Plan Commission support on the Ross Dress for Less signage request going to the Common Council next Wednesday for a final vote. Governor Scott Walker signing 56 bills into law at the state capitol in Madison yesterday, including Assembly Bill 602 to add Christian Schools International to the list of entities that are accrediting agencies and pre-accrediting agencies for the purposes of the Milwaukee Parental Choice Program, the Racine Parental Choice Program, and the Wisconsin Parental Choice Program. Also, Assembly Bill 865 allowing a pharmacist or pharmacy student to administer an injectable prescribed drug to a patient outside of the context of teaching the patient self-administration techniques. Assembly Bill 521 makes various changes to the criminal invasion of privacy statute. And Assembly Bill 174 limits the civil liability of private campgrounds when it comes to injuries or property damage suffered by campers engaging in normal camping activities. A proposed tax incremental district for uptown Racine to help spur development and improvements in that area, drawing the concern of a few residents living in that area over their taxes going up, expressing those to the Plan Commission. Alderman Henry Perez said the residents and some of the existing businesses don't have the current capacity to pay more on their properties.
There are more businesses and residents in the area, of which most of those businesses currently in that area, too, are just barely making it through, or some of them within the areas that I looked at earlier. They don't look like they're doing well. So this is going to be a tax burden self-imposed because they want to develop this area. We're asking them and proposing things in this area to make it better. And we're going on the assumption that within the next 20 years, all kinds of good things are going to come in there.
Todd Tames, a financial consultant working with the city on the TITS creation, explained how the district benefits from improved property values.
Any taxes yes. that are paid on value, property value above the base value. So again, using a $100,000 example, if for any reason the property's value goes up over $100,000 in the future, the taxes on that amount above $100,000 stay with the district.
Homeowners who need help with loans and other matters are urged to contact the city's development office for existing program help. The TID proposal supported unanimously going to the Common Council April 19th, then the Joint Board of Review in May. Early voting proving to be quite popular in the city of Milwaukee, which not only has the presidential primary next Tuesday, but also two very hot local races for mayor and county executive. So far, some 3,600 early votes have been cast, the city poised to maybe set a record. Back in 2008, just 1,200 people cast ballots early, only 1,100 for the election of 2012. Milwaukee Election Commission Executive Director Neil Albrecht says not only is there high interest in the presidential, county executive, and mayor's races, but you can also count the state Supreme Court race as a driver for early turnout and for what will likely be a big turnout next Tuesday. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders addressing a big crowd of supporters at the Tarbell Arena at Carthage College in Kenosha yesterday, just as the Marquette Law School poll came out, finding him leading Hillary Clinton among Wisconsin voters. Sanders not only taking aim at Clinton during the nearly hour-long speech, he also chided a number of Republicans, critical of governors like Scott Walker, for changing voting laws, saying that they're trying to make it more difficult for people who disagree with them to vote.
So when you have governors who are making it very deliberately in very deliberate ways, making it harder for young people or old people or poor people to participate in the political process, I say to those cowardly governors, if you can't stand up and win in a free and open and fair election, get out of politics, get another job.
Sanders also talking about police officers killing unarmed people, being held accountable, and for change in police departments nationwide, and that he supports allowing students to refinance their loans and free public education through college. Sanders was briefly interrupted by some animal rights activists who held up a big banner. They were escorted out of the building without incident. That Marquette poll, by the way, finding Senator Ted Cruz on the Republican side leading that field. And CNN says that Tuesday night GOP town hall event at Milwaukee's Riverside Theater record viewership. Here's Mark Chase with details.
The network's town hall in Milwaukee was the most watched one on record in cable news viewership. It was also number one among adults 25 to 54. Texas Senator Ted Cruz garnered 2.78 million viewers during his hour. Ohio Governor John Kasich was seen by 2.97 million people. But Donald Trump's viewership surged to just over 4 million. The prior high number of viewers was CNN's Democratic town hall in Des Moines ahead of the Iowa caucuses 2 months ago. I'm Mark Chase.
WRJN newscasts are in podcast form. They are on our webpage. You can go to WRJN.com, find them in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.